Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Ben Gorski, who is running for council in Midland. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is Ben Gorski. On election day I will be months from retirement. My main supporter is my spouse and our children. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Midland is the best municipality in the province because of the location and its people. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I'm community-oriented, have a good understanding and appreciation for quality customer service and social responsibility. I would like to contribute to this great community by promoting growth and helping our town continue to thrive. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? After many reviews and community consultations, I would like to see this project take shape, including new attractions like the splash pad and amphitheater for everyone to enjoy. I will listen to community concerns and work with council and the developer through the next phase, ensuring that parks and waterfront are accessible to the public. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? I'm most eager to work with business association, police services and active transportation advisory. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of ballots cast across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Encourage eligible voters to practice their civil duty and educate the community on how easy and convenient voting electronically or by phone will be. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? I believe our residents are aware of concerns with affordable housing, opioid epidemic and mental health issues in our community. They need to be reminded on how serious this situation is and it's not going away on its own. We all need to work together with government agencies and support groups to find long-term solutions. The province is planning for a countywide population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? Fostering responsible growth, attracting business and new residents at the same time improving infrastructure. Sound financial planning, look for ways to save cost by increasing efficiencies, sharing services with neighboring municipalities and budgeting for future projects. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? Collaborate with businesses and the public. Encourage reporting of incidents and contacting police, introduce neighborhood watch. I will work with community support groups to know their immediate needs and ask county to provide more support. Address crime issues with our local MP. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? Water treatment plant, improve water pressure. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? Sign by law. Has been updated over the years and still needs work. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? I would like to be remembered for my honesty and dedication, making this community incrementally better for our residents and business. Municipal election information for Midland is available on the elections page of the town website. For Midland residents, for the first time, Midland voters will be voting by internet and telephone only. The town of Midland has entered into an agreement with IntelliVote Systems Inc. to provide the software, consulting and technical services required to implement this voting method. Voting will take place between October 11 and 24, 2022. Voters will receive a voter instruction letter, VIL, by mail containing directions on how to vote using the internet or the telephone, or both. You will receive this letter 7, 7, to 14, 14, days prior to October 11, 2022. You will only receive a VIL if your name is on the voters list. Please call the clerk's office at 705-526-4275-2212 or 2208 or come into the municipal office at 575 Dominion Avenue to make sure you are on the voters list. A voter assistance center will be located in the council chambers at the municipal office at 575 Dominion Avenue. Please bring your voter instruction letter and a document showing your name and address for identification. Voter assistance centers will also be set up at several retirement, nursing homes for in-home residents only.